The world moved away from those centralized computing environments towards everybody just using laptops. This is today's computing environment.
I mean, last I checked, we've got a $40 billion endowment here. How would you put that to use if you were stepping into
this? I would cut $1 billion of it right away and give it to somebody as a cloud service. Hey, son, you're an idiot. It's not your fault. No, it's absolutely your fault. You have to find a way to change the way you do budgeting, but you do need to have, $1 billion. You need to have some reasonable fund.
Charity Money is now funding one of NVIDIA's largest customers and partners, CoreWeave, in what looks to us like artificial demand to prop up the AI bubble. CoreWeave provides GPUs for lease, subscription, and use in cloud data centers. Now, Jensen's own charity supports CoreWeave. The Huan Foundation is paying CoreWeave $108 million for compute capacity to donate to researchers and students, they say. But we don't think this is as selfless as it sounds. Digging up SEC forms reveals that NVIDIA's stake in CoreWeave is $3.66 billion, around or over 11.5% of the entire company, and although it's Jensen's foundation paying CoreWeave, Jensen runs NVIDIA. Jensen owns NVIDIA stock, accounting for 3.58% of the company. Jensen's wife, Lori Huan, is the president of the Huan Foundation, and Jensen serves as the secretary and CFO, based on a 2024 IRS filing we found on ProPublica. So, join me at camera two. There's no camera two. I need to move the camera one. All right. This is Jensen. Jensen runs NVIDIA. NVIDIA makes GPUs. CoreWeave leases the GPUs from NVIDIA, but NVIDIA also will buy the GPU capacity from CoreWeave if CoreWeave can't use all of its capacity for its customers. So the GPUs kind of go like this and then a little bit like that. And NVIDIA also owns 11.5% approximately of CoreWeave, but also they'll buy GPU capacity from CoreWeave, but CoreWeave leases the GPUs from NVIDIA. And if that sounds like I already said it, that's because it happens infinitely, because it's a circle. Because CoreWeave needs more customers to keep the AI bubble inflated, the Huan Foundation will also pay to buy GPU capacity, which again comes from NVIDIA, and that is to give to universities, which are down here, and that allows the GPU capacity to continue being circulated. The first family, they have to be worried about if NVIDIA falters because someone challenges them, the global economy completely fucking collapses. So to help prop this up, they allow Jensen, who was not invited to the party in China, to get on the plane when he shows up at the airport uninvited, to then fly to China. Yes, that is a flex. But there's one more thing with the first family, which is that Donald Trump wants to build the ballroom. And the ballroom was supposed to cost $300 million from private companies only. So private companies were going to fund the construction of the ballroom, including Micron, NVIDIA, and a bunch of other companies. Now, however, it's going to cost somewhere around $1 billion. And part of that's going to come from taxpayers, according to the politicians who are running the government. And the ballroom, once it gets the $1 billion, definitely will not have a data center underneath it. That is not happening, to be very clear. That is a ridiculous conspiracy theory. But that money is also partly coming from NVIDIA. It was about $10 million, according to one of the politicians who wrote up a big blog post. Look, the point is, the money comes from here, and sometimes here, even though it's not supposed to, but that's okay, because here allowed it to come from here. It also comes from here, and from the universities, and from the Huan Foundation sometimes, but not always, but mostly circularly through this one, CoreWeave, and from the GPU sales, which kind of create all of this. And then all of the money, once it's collected, it goes, let me change colors here, it goes straight here. It all of it just kind of straight there to NVIDIA. Didn't really need the whole whiteboard, kind of could have just drawn like a straight line. Let me just double check and make sure I did that right. It's like that, and then just carry the billion that. Nope, yep, still goes, just still straight to NVIDIA. I guess we'll go back to camera one. I need to move it again. Before that, this video is brought to you by Montec and the 10 micro ATX case. The 10 is launching for Montec's 10-year anniversary and goes heavy on the mesh ventilation with a fine mesh front side panel, and even heavily ventilated rear exhaust for the case. The case is an open slate for fan positioning and airflow, and also advertises 9 power supply positions, 3 motherboard positions, and 7 GPU slots across modes, which makes the case highly reconfigurable, giving you the ability to build a unique micro ATX PC that gives more space than ITX, but doesn't take the footprint of ATX. Learn more at the link in the description below. The circle recently expanded. We dug through Trump's OG eForm 278-T, which is saved with the finest 240p pixel count and signed and dated by Trump and Sharpie's fattest tip pen. We found the president disclosed purchases of NVIDIA stock on his special anniversary, January 6th, alongside purchases of AMD stock in February, Comcast in January, Google via Alphabet in March, Microsoft in March, Adobe, Honeywell, eBay, and Supermicro, which recently saw staff, but not the company itself, indicted for GPU smuggling. Trump bought up to $1 million in NVIDIA shares on January 6th this year, about 9 days before Trump's administration approved NVIDIA GPUs to be sold to China for effectively a 25% revenue share with the government. Somehow, to us, in our opinion, it seems like there's conflicts of interest here, ones that benefit both Trump and Jensen. Now, the NVIDIA stock purchase is just a piece of the hundreds of millions of dollars of reported financial transactions in the 113-page document. And the Trump family asserts that, quote, there are no conflicts of interest, end quote, because his children manage the trust holding the assets. So technically, I guess you wouldn't say Trump bought those things. You'd say the trust holds and bought those assets. It's just, you know, with the name is on it, a little harder to distance, kind of like, I don't know, just as an example, the Huan Foundation. In total, the document cites 3,642 line items totaling between $220 million and $750 million, with that total coming from Reuters. The largest of those include ServiceNow, Oracle, Broadcom, Microsoft, Dell, and NVIDIA. The circular funding is complete. Banks, corporations, charities, corporations, government, corporations, probably banks again, corporations, real estate, corporations. The only thing missing from the circle is, people. You. And that's intentional. In a May 2026 filing, NVIDIA disclosed that Jensen and his wife's nonprofit foundation had entered into an agreement with CoreWeave. NVIDIA's filing stated, quote, the Huan Foundation, a charitable organization, has entered into an agreement with CoreWeave Incorporated, a third-party cloud services provider, to purchase GPU compute time for donation to university and other nonprofit research institutes to develop open science and AI research, of which $108.3 million has been donated to date. NVIDIA says Jensen and his wife have, quote, no pecuniary interest in the Huan Foundation's shares, end quote, meaning they have no financial interest. We find this statement dubious, as GN friend and fellow AI skeptic Ed Zitron said, quote, this is absolutely fucking ridiculous, end quote. Although he probably said it with more of an English accent. As far as we see it, actually, it seems like there is financial interest. NVIDIA needs to keep the bubble inflated. CoreWeave is part of the bubble, an important part, actually, like a keystone. And if it looks like CoreWeave is faltering, then hoovering up capacity helps it look healthier, which, in theory, pumps NVIDIA's numbers.
Jensen knows what he's doing with the foundation money. He's the secretary, after all. CoreWeave is the fulcrum of the circular funding, we think, in the AI space. CoreWeave is supplier and customer of NVIDIA, which is an investor, supplier, and customer of CoreWeave, which are all looped in with Microsoft, Blackstone, and other mega corporations. The taxpayers fund the billions of dollars of energy and water build-out. The taxpayers fund the fab construction. And now the taxpayers subsidize the tax breaks for the billionaires and charitable write-offs. In December 2024, the New York Times reported on Jensen Huan's tax avoidance strategies. Based on an analysis of securities and tax documents, the Times claimed that Jensen's tax savings are expected to be roughly $8 billion. The Times wrote that it, quote, likely ranks among the largest tax dodges in the United States, end quote. Within the piece, the Times said that Jensen began, quote, taking advantage of his and his wife's charitable foundation, end quote, to reduce his family's estate taxes. According to the report, quote, based on NVIDIA's current stock price, the donations to the fund have reduced Mr. Huan's eventual estate tax bill by about $800 million, end quote. The New York Times released its investigation into Jensen's taxes on December 5th, 2024. NVIDIA's stock closed at $145.06 or so that day. NVIDIA stock at the time of writing this is $225. It's going to change, obviously, around when we publish, but the last split it had was in June of 2024. NVIDIA keeps playing kingmaker and financier in the tech ecosystem, funneling billions of investment dollars into AI companies.
Despite this, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huan insists that his company doesn't pick winners and losers.
We don't pick winners. And we need to support everyone.
Probably feel like a winner.
if someone gives you billions of dollars. Last year, NVIDIA bought $5 billion in Intel stock at bargain bin prices right after Trump did something similar for the U.S. government, making his buddy Donald Trump look pretty good. NVIDIA took a $1 billion stake in former Windows phone maker Nokia and invested $2 billion in semiconductor tools designer Synopsys. NVIDIA also invested $10 billion in Anthropic, and in return, Anthropic said it'd use up to 1 gigawatt of NVIDIA's AI platforms. But NVIDIA wants more equity in more AI companies, so it said it may invest $100 billion in OpenAI because I guess we'll just make up the numbers now. At this point, Altman, Jensen Huang, and Jensen Huang Dollar Store Edition took to CNBC, which weirdly now has its clip posted on NVIDIA's YouTube channel for his party, to say how they could both cure cancer and provide global education if only they had more GPUs and RAM.
You could choose to cure cancer by doing a bunch of, having AI do a bunch of research, or you could choose to offer free education to everybody on Earth. No one wants to make that choice. And so increasingly as we see this, the answer is just much more capacity so that we can serve the massive needs and opportunity with this.
The NVIDIA YouTube channel even allowed the CNBC host to state and remain in their first party upload of that video in an absolute sense that NVIDIA would be making a $100 billion investment.
So let's dive right in to the news. Jensen, NVIDIA is making a $100 billion investment in OpenAI and working together to build out, I think you're saying, 10 gigawatts of capacity.
But NVIDIA later backed off and lowballed the ChatGPT maker with $30 billion instead, which Jensen is definitely not sensitive about.
Ask quickly about OpenAI again.
Sure.
So yesterday you said that NVIDIA is not going to invest as much as $100 billion in OpenAI.
No,
is that for the current round?
We never said we were going to invest $100 billion in one round. That never was said.
But yeah. How about the overall commitment? Because last September you and OpenAI.
There was never a commitment. It was if they invited us. They invited us to, so let's start over again. They invited us to invest up to $100 billion. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And of course we were very happy and honored that they invited us, mm-hmm. but we will invest one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. All right, but is that overall commitment still stands? Or it's not a commitment?
I told you just now.
Okay.
Yeah. This year, NVIDIA said it would give $2 billion to its NeoCloud sugar baby, CoreWeave, which buys or leases NVIDIA GPUs, $2 billion to silicon photonics company Coherent, $2 billion to Dutch NeoCloud Nebius, that buys and provides NVIDIA GPU clusters, no surprise, and up to $3.2 billion in optical fiber maker Corning. NVIDIA invested $2 billion in Marvell Technology, a billion-dollar custom silicon designer that AMD, helmed by Jensen's cousin Lisa Su, also owns stock in. And NVIDIA has invested up to $2.1 billion in data center operator IREN, not to be confused with Iran, which NVIDIA also seems interested in for AI.
I was also asked, you know, given what's happening in the Middle East, is that an area where we believe that we can expand artificial intelligence to?
NVIDIA even invested in Elon Musk's xAI because billionaire BFFs need to support other billionaire BFFs, and xAI needs money to buy hundreds of thousands of NVIDIA GPUs that will rent back to Anthropic, a company which, again, NVIDIA has a $10 billion stake in. Even Jensen Huang's foundation is giving $108 million to CoreWeave, a company that extensively uses NVIDIA GPUs and relies on NVIDIA for its existence.
If we didn't help CoreWeave exist, they would not exist.
It seems then NVIDIA or its CEO in one capacity or another, in personal or corporate or charitable organization, is both the customer and the supplier for the GPUs. NVIDIA is propping up demand across the AI market that NVIDIA supplies, which we've talked about this for like a year now, but it's getting real transparent. It's throwing billions of investment dollars at AI companies. And that's to ensure that the AI companies keep building on and driving demand for NVIDIA hardware and NVIDIA software and NVIDIA's ecosystem. And it, in many cases, it's taking part ownership of these companies. So you have that circle we've been talking about. The charitable organization is just the most recent of these, and we think the most ridiculous form of all of this. We covered NVIDIA's investments in our What the Fuck is Going On GNCA video last year after the company purchased a large chunk of its frenemy, Intel. While NVIDIA keeps setting quarterly revenue records, NVIDIA's investments have helped propel the company to exceed a $5 trillion market cap, now comparable in economic size to large countries like Germany.
But despite his success, Jensen remains a humble man.
If you go back in history, most of my predictions have been right.
Okay. All right. Maybe not that humble. But NVIDIA has humbly taken a particular interest in a new offshoot of the industry called NeoClouds, where NVIDIA has gotten one of its shovels and shoveled billions of dollars into this industry.
In the case of clouds, if we didn't support CoreWeave to exist, these NeoClouds, these AI clouds, wouldn't exist. If we didn't help CoreWeave exist, they would not exist. If we didn't support Nscale, they wouldn't be where they are today. If we didn't support Nebius, they wouldn't be what they are today. Now they are, they're doing fantastically.
NeoClouds are a relatively new type of AI cloud company that rents out GPU capacity to customers for AI workloads. A Google Trends search shows the term NeoCloud wasn't used much until 2025. Cisco describes NeoClouds as being, quote, cloud infrastructure providers dedicated to AI workloads, end quote, that primarily use GPUs. According to Cisco, NeoClouds, quote, address the need for the elasticity of public clouds as well as the performance characteristics of dedicated AI infrastructure, end quote. In other words, NeoClouds often deliver GPU as a service solutions, something that we're starting to see more of in the consumer world too. Interestingly though, many NeoClouds began as crypto mining companies, definitely clean roots there, including CoreWeave, iREN, Nscale, and Crusoe. These former crypto mining companies pivoted to building AI infrastructure with GPUs as the key hardware accelerator. NVIDIA never wanted to say how much the crypto boom helped the company grow in the late 2010s. The Securities and Exchange Commission charged NVIDIA with a $5.5 billion penalty in 2022 for failing to disclose, quote, the impact of crypto mining on the company's gaming business, end quote, which we assume NVIDIA paid by pulling coins and lint out of its own pockets. NVIDIA neither admitted nor denied the SEC's filings. The company is accused of hiding its crypto mining income, something we think it smokescreened with its LHR cards. NVIDIA further distanced itself from crypto in 2023 after NVIDIA's CTO previously said that crypto, quote, doesn't bring anything useful for society, end quote. Today, NVIDIA, quote, faces a lawsuit over $1 billion in undisclosed crypto mining revenue, end quote. Like mining, then, renting GPUs for AI fits right into NVIDIA's current strategy. On the consumer side, NVIDIA functionally rents GPU capacity for cloud gaming to supplement the low end that it has abandoned. NVIDIA gets to infinitely make money from its GPUs while giving gamers remote access to them rather than selling them. NVIDIA says GeForce Now has more than 30 million members in 110 countries.
And GeForce Now in gaming matches, but with a flip to the customer count, what NVIDIA is doing with the AI companies. Selling a GPU once, you make money one time. But if they can lease that GPU forever to millions of customers, or if they can lease millions of GPUs to a handful of customers, in either situation, they've manufactured a nonstop revenue pipeline that looks very good for cash flow. But CoreWeave stands out as one of NVIDIA's key investments.
After branching out from its crypto beginnings of mining Ethereum on a pool table, CoreWeave joined the cloud service provider program within the NVIDIA Partner Network in September 2020. CoreWeave said its fleet of NVIDIA GPUs would support customers running workloads for, quote, AI, data science, CGI rendering, HPC, and virtual workstations, end quote. CoreWeave differentiated its cloud services through access, GPU variety, and pricing. CoreWeave claimed that its usage-based pricing was up to 80% more cost-effective than its competitors. Then, in July 2021, CoreWeave said it became NVIDIA's first, quote, elite cloud services provider, end quote, for compute in NVIDIA's partner program. In 2022, CoreWeave was one of the first cloud providers to offer access to the HGX H100 platform and the A40. The next year, CoreWeave became one of the first cloud providers to offer L40S instances. NVIDIA and CoreWeave entered into a master services agreement on April 10th, 2023. 10 days later, CoreWeave announced a $221 million investment round with contributions from NVIDIA. The money infusion supported CoreWeave's data center expansion in the United States. In 2024, CoreWeave became the first cloud provider to market the H200 instances and make NVIDIA's Blackwell platform generally available. The trend continued. CoreWeave was among the first to offer the GB200 NVL72-based instances in 2025. CoreWeave said the launch, quote, solidifies CoreWeave's leadership in providing cutting-edge NVIDIA GPUs and managed cloud services tailored for generative and agentic AI. as well as HPC workloads, end quote. The same thing happened with NVIDIA's next platform. CoreWeave said it was the, quote, first AI cloud provider to deploy the latest NVIDIA GB372 systems for customers with plans to significantly scale deployments worldwide, end quote. CoreWeave filed for an IPO in early March 2025, and on March 27th, CoreWeave offered 37.5 million shares of its Class A common stock for $40 apiece. CNBC reported that NVIDIA planned to anchor CoreWeave's IPO at the $40 share price, along with a $250 million order. NVIDIA would be buying compute capacity from CoreWeave to use its own GPUs it had already leased or sold to CoreWeave. In one of its IPO filings, CoreWeave said that, quote, all of the GPUs used in our infrastructure today are NVIDIA GPUs, end quote. CoreWeave disclosed it had more than 250,000 NVIDIA GPUs in its fleet, so if you've been wondering why you can't buy them or RAM because there is DRAM in GPUs, then this is why. The majority of these were Hopper models. CoreWeave also disclosed that NVIDIA had paid CoreWeave $320 million through the end of 2024 and owned more than 5% of CoreWeave's Class A shares. Later, in 2025, NVIDIA disclosed another order with CoreWeave worth $6.3 billion. In an SEC filing, CoreWeave stated that, quote, in instances where CoreWeave's data center capacity is not fully utilized by its own customers, NVIDIA is obligated to purchase the residual unsold capacity through April 13th, 2032, end quote, because if NVIDIA can keep the GPUs in high demand, then fuck you, pay more. Based on analyst commentary, Reuters reported the, quote, amended agreement serves as a backstop for CoreWeave, ensuring that capacity will be leveraged irrespective of the end customer, end quote. In 2025, CoreWeave also increased its lobbyist spending from $300,000 to nearly $500,000. And in the first quarter of 2026, CoreWeave is on track to double its lobbyist spend for the year. It has mostly hired Forbes Tate Partners, which specializes in, you guessed it, tax law, lobbying, energy regulations, and federal budget appropriation. That's still a far cry from NVIDIA's $5 million in lobbying in 2025 and $10 million and definitely not a ballroom contributions per Rosa DeLauro, but you gotta start somewhere. In January 2026, NVIDIA purchased $2 billion more dollars in CoreWeave shares, but had to pay $87.20 this time due to the stock's growth. The two companies said their relationship would, quote, accelerate the build-out of more than 5 gigawatts of AI factories by 2030, end quote. And just as a reminder, AI factory is just Jensen Huang's way, we think, of blue-collar washing a data center. He's just an honest, hard-working, seventh richest man in the world factory guy. As of March 31st, 2026, NVIDIA owned more than 47 million shares of CoreWeave at a valuation of approximately $3.6 billion. So we're back to the circle. NVIDIA gives money to CoreWeave. CoreWeave gives money to NVIDIA. NVIDIA uses GPUs from CoreWeave that CoreWeave bought from NVIDIA. And the thing that matters here is line go up. Line go up real big. Monkey-like line go up. Line go up good. But remember what Jensen said.
If we didn't help CoreWeave exist, they would not exist.
And to quote my personal favorite video title on this entire platform, if not bubble, why bubble shaped? Jensen Huang is one of the richest people in the world. He's so wealthy that his wealth is at the level where the number I say for his wealth is gonna be inaccurate within seconds of me saying it. It's not like that for the rest of us. Jensen is worth somewhere around $195 billion. He owns about 3.5% of NVIDIA from filings. Now he's leading NVIDIA to invest across an ecosystem that NVIDIA creates and sells to. And they have been doing this for a while, yes, but it is now more transparent than ever. And to us, it feels like they're kind of starting to run out of companies to pipe this stuff through, and it's looking a little desperate. It seems like NVIDIA is trying to make sure that it owns the AI supply chain, it owns the build-out of the AI supply chain in some capacity, and it owns the cloud providers and the AI model makers in some capacity. But Jensen says that it's a, quote, joy to invest in these companies.
We don't pick winners. And we need to support everyone, and it's part of our joy of doing so. It's an imperative to our business, but we also go out of our way not to pick winners. And so when I invest in one of them, I invest in all of them.
And his solution to a lot of problems seems to be, why don't you just be rich? Why don't you just have $1 billion, idiot?
All the universities, Stanford's not alone. You don't have a budget for $1 billion compute. It doesn't exist.
But whose fault is that?
Stanford's. And the reason why you have to say that is because I'm empowering. When somebody is at fault, you empower them to solve it. Do you agree? When you say, oh yeah, it's not your fault. Son, it's not your fault. You're a failure. It's not your fault. Hey son, you're an idiot. It's not your fault. No, it's absolutely your fault. And so by saying that it's absolutely your fault, you're also empowering yourself to solve it. Isn't that right? Okay. And so if I were Stanford, you have to find a way to change the way you do budgeting, but you do need to have, you know, $1 billion. You need to have some reasonable fund.
This is alongside his reinforced and now very clear statement that we've been talking about, but now they're saying it out loud. Of you'll use terminals to access cloud solutions for your systems. Even universities aren't on the list of organizations that are fortunate enough to potentially own some of these solutions, per Jensen Huang himself. He says that they should just be using a cloud provider instead, and then the students can remote in and use that data center's hardware. And if universities, some of which are among the wealthiest institutions on earth, can't afford hardware, we're not going to be any different. We saw a great quote from Creative Strategies, which told CNBC, quote, "The risk is that if the cycle turns, the market starts questioning how much of the demand was organic versus supported by NVIDIA's own balance sheet," end quote. That's absolutely right, and it may explain NVIDIA's recent surge in interest in war and in hosting data centers at your house. We haven't gotten into that one today, but another recent news item came from Span, which announced its, quote, "distributed data center solution to close the speed power gap for AI compute demand," end quote, which then goes on to describe distributing gigawatts of compute across residential neighborhoods, noting that data centers now consume over 4% of the United States' total power usage, citing a 9% expectation by 2030. By the way, that is not solved by this, and now you're just distributing heat across even more area. But they claim that Span, powered by NVIDIA's RTX 6000 Pro GPUs, will subsidize your electricity costs, which is some real tricky bullshit, because electricity costs are skyrocketing nationwide because of data centers. And so now they're saying, we'll come in and put a small data center in your house that will subsidize the cost of your electricity that's going up because of the big data center outside of your house that caused the electricity price to go up. It's horseshit. It's like my electricity cost for this office, it's gone up 30% in 4 years. And the power company has already warned us that it's going to continue climbing. That's what everybody's experiencing. And it's not just in the US, that's just the market I know, but we've seen viewers who are commenting about your electricity costs going up around the world because of data centers. And here at GN, we're on nuclear power, but the proposed new data center buildouts would exceed the power capacity of the nuclear power plant. And who's gonna pay for that? Everyone who lives here. Because that's how this works. Besides, Jensen himself indicates that energy costs will rise, all thanks to him, and not just because of the war that he seems to be advocating for that's closing part of the global oil production. The energy costs will be going up.
The amount of energy that we need for computing is likely, probably 1,000 times more than we currently have.
Which, to quote Jensen Huang,
somehow, because they became CEOs, You adopt a God complex, and before you know everything.
Yes, somehow, some CEOs have a God complex.
If you go back in history, most of my predictions have been right.
But not him. Jensen doesn't have a God complex or think he's going to live forever or something, right?
Very soon, I'm going to put a humanoid on a spaceship, take all my inbox, take everything that I've done, everything I've said, you know, it's been collecting, becoming my AI. And I'm just, you know, when the time comes, you know, we'll just send that at the speed of light, catch up with my robot.
Okay. All right. Well, Jensen's stance changes though when he's talking with investors and analysts. On NVIDIA's fourth quarter earnings call, for example, in February, he was much clearer about NVIDIA's intent.
You're not talking to somebody who woke up a loser.
Wait, sorry, that's wrong one.
We want to take the great opportunity that we have as we're in the beginning of this new computing era, this new computing platform shift, to put everybody on NVIDIA, whether it's in enterprise or in manufacturing, industrial or science or robotics. Each one of these ecosystems have different stacks, and we want to make sure that we continue to invest into our ecosystem. So our investments are focused very squarely, strategically on expanding and deepening our ecosystem reach.
That's the one. NVIDIA owns the GPU market. NVIDIA made $68.1 billion in revenue last quarter. NVIDIA is the largest company in the world by market cap. NVIDIA is making these investments to further entrench its AI software and hardware within the technology industry. The more established NVIDIA is, the harder it would be for a competitor to displace. NVIDIA's investments clearly are done to maintain its grasp on the ecosystem while enriching the company and its shareholders. And in times past, you might hope that the government will come and save you with antitrust regulation or something like that. We saw it with the DRAM industry when the DOJ literally called it a cartel. That is how they described the DRAM industry about 20 years ago, almost exactly, in fact. But it doesn't seem like that's going to happen this time. If only because it seems the government is invested and in bed with companies like NVIDIA. NVIDIA wants the world to build AI on top of NVIDIA. That makes sense. But in doing so, NVIDIA also seems to be expanding its interests and its grasp to get a piece of everything. And the circle is nearly complete. At the end of that circle, we think, as we've been saying, the result is that the circle will close and the people left outside of the circle, like in an extraction shooter or something, the ones who get closed out of it, it's going to be the consumers. And already, they're talking about, Jensen himself is talking about consumers using laptops effectively as terminals to communicate with cloud service solutions for GPUs. And in some cases, even hosting distributed cloud services in your own yard being talked about by some of NVIDIA's partners, or maybe in your landlord's yard, you know, so they can generate some more money off of you while you're already paying for their mortgage. Because that seems to be the direction this is going. So that's it for this. Well, that's your update on the circle that NVIDIA's forged and the new investments, I guess, the money flowing from, in the very least, the trusts and the foundations and the families of people like the first family or the CEO of NVIDIA, and how it's all sort of propping itself up. And the way we've been looking at it for a while now is, regardless of party, any president in power who at this stage would even want to do anything, if they did want to do something, would have to reckon with Jensen's response being, you wouldn't want something to happen to the global economy on your party's watch, would you? Because that's the level of power that NVIDIA has now. I don't know that anyone's coming to save us from what NVIDIA is doing. Maybe they will. But it's probably going to have to be investment firms and banks and analysts with a lot of power, which is a scary thing to hope for. So anyway, that's your update. GNCA, we have some other stuff on this topic and others like it. So you can check that channel out for those. And of course, on GN, we have plenty of stuff up. It's been two straight weeks of tons of hardware coverage, reviews, tests, all that stuff. It's there if you want it. This stuff though, this is big. I mean, these announcements the past week from NVIDIA, the new government forms that have come up, all that stuff, it's really important to stay informed on it. So thanks for watching. Subscribe for more. If you want to support this type of content and our effort to put it together, you can go to store.gamersnexus.net or patreon.com/gamersnexus, and we'll see you all next time.